everybody's working hard. Everybody's focused. We know how good Seattle's defense is. I think they're statistically the third-ranked defense in the league in yards given up. So, but the reality of it is they're good at every position. Their safeties do a great job. They've been covering guys really, really tight and not afraid to load the box up. So an opponent we know, and, you know, the previous games we've had with them really have no bearing other than we got some familiarity with them. So any questions? So far, so good. I mean, the past couple of weeks, haven't been giving up a whole lot of points, and but they've been doing a nice job. I mean, I don't think the guys that they bring in fit the mold that, you know, Sherman and Browner fit. I mean, they're just such long guys, and they're good corners. They can play any style, and they play a physical style. I think Crab matches up well against everybody. Crab's a player who's ascending. You know, he gets better, and that's what this league's all about. It's improvement. He's a young player in this league, and he's a guy that has been showing up big time for us, regardless of the style of coverage. Yeah. Oh, I think he's elevated his game, and you know you can call it toughness. I mean, Crab's a football player. He's a tough guy, and you know, the beauty of it is he doesn't go around banging his chest. He just gets it done, and that's what we're looking for. You know, that was a great throw and catch in traffic, and you know, he finished the play. I mean, that was a big time play.
As a coordinator, can you take the last touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
Simmons mentioned after the game that's not necessarily how that play is designed to go. So what? Mm-hmm. What drew Kaepernick to make that pass?
Okay, that play's got a lot of options on it, and with something that they were doing on defense. Gives you a chance to hit a guy running underneath, but they decided to all out blitz, and Cap's got some different options if they do choose to play zero, and he chose Crabtree and whistled it out there to him, and then Crabtree made him miss and scored.
When you're watching that play, is that, mm-hmm. when you see there are a couple of seven guys, are you thinking, give it to Crab?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also with the knowledge that, you know, the tight end could pop open. He could just flash on you versus cover zero. You could pop it to him. But it's probably one of those two guys on that play. I think he's always been confident. He's never one to – he's never been one, at least around me, that I've seen that, is making, you know, wide-ranging boasts and claims. He just goes about his business and is taking care of his business. And, he doesn't beg for the ball. But he'll be quick to point out when he makes a big play that you can come to me in those situations. So that's good. But, he's a team guy all the way. Team guy all the way. I think it's very important. It's very important that anybody that's active for the game is ready to contribute. And I think LaMichael, I think we all think LaMichael, you know, can bring a different style to the game. And, he's shown that in the limited amount of exposure he's had. And we just look forward to keep developing new ways to use him as a part of the offense. And he's got a great demeanor about him. All the weeks that he wasn't active, thought he handled himself very well, kept working hard, gave the defense a great look every day, and didn't make himself a distraction to the prime directive of winning. And so he's done a great job, and excited to see him flourish.
Can you coach yards after catch?
Yeah, I think there's no question you can. There's no question. I mean, there's a skill to it, knowing where the defenders are before you catch the ball, knowing the tendency of a defender. Is he going to go low on me? You know, if I turn my back, is he coming up high? You know, is he just a one-shot, one-trick pony? I mean, he's going to hit you and try to blow you up. You know, if Michael, for example, works cone drills before practice every day, and I think we've seen that skill develop this year. And, you know, yeah, I think, I mean, you can take it to a real high level. There's no question. And that is definitely the highest level. Know who you're going against, you know, and what their tendencies are. That is the nth degree of study. And, you know, we definitely try to bring up tendencies of guys. And, you know, some weeks there really isn't a lot to go on. You know, some weeks there are. But he works hard at it from a physical perspective. It all starts with the strength of just the will to make a play. When you get an opportunity, I'm going to make something happen, you know, and that, I think it all starts there.
What did you say? He works what drills?
He works cone drills with his feet. I think, you know, we've seen those come to life on some quick throws to him where he's making guys miss and just playing tough and getting extra yards after the catch. He works diligently at that every day. He's done it a little bit in the past, but this year it's been real consistent. You know, I don't know, but I do. I probably, I think he just made the guy miss and made a play. But I mean, I think his mindset is I'm going to make something happen, and that's a great mindset to have. Could you say that again, please?
We know this isn't Akers' best year. Has that affected your offensive play calling on like the 20 to 40 range on the plus side of the field? Get down?
Well, we've got total confidence in David. And, you know, we're always going to make decisions, team decisions on offense. And whatever's best for the team, however the big picture fits together, that's what we're going to do to try to win the football game. Yes, sir. You know, I don't want to explain how I think because then other people will know me and think along with me. But I mean, they're a good team, and you just try to do what's best. You know, I think they're pretty stout up front.